Hello. My name is Andrew Lampe. I've been with IBM quite a number of years, a couple of decades almost. I've been working with our customers on consulting. I provide a lot of support and help out when it comes to inventions and that kind of thing as well. And I'm going to talk to you about journey to the cloud, right? So this is more of an enterprise view as opposed to the prior talk, and this is, you know, talking about how we're getting to the cloud as an industry, right? How does this work? Okay. All right, so why is IBM trusted, right? So we've got how many? 18,000 customers, right? We monitor 70 billion security events per day, and we're a market leader in many of these areas, and I don't want to get too far into the sales, right? But we are very much trusted by our customers, and I'd like to illustrate to you some of my views, right? So in working with all of these customers that I've done, I've seen what works, I've seen what doesn't work. In fact, tonight I'm flying out to Michigan to work with one of our Fortune 100 customers. So this is where we come from, right? So we used to have a defined data center, we used to have defined borders, and we've now gotten away from that. And so there's, of course, now we're broadly distributed, right? And so if you're a security practitioner, it's very unsettling, right, to have the fact that there's all these mobile devices, SaaS environments, on-premise environments, and cloud environments. And so from a, I guess, surface area perspective, we have a lot of agita, right, in terms of concerns, and we don't know exactly where we're being exposed. And so with this dramatically increased surface area, we need to respond and make sure the businesses are doing things the right way, right? So continued expansion. I'm not sure how many of your businesses are moving to cloud, but as we understand it, there's about 20% of the workloads that we've started to see have been moved into cloud, and there's quite a large subset, right, that's not yet happened, right? So we're thinking 80% of the workloads still have to be migrated. And so I don't know if you can distinguish the two shades of blue, right? But the darker blue is your responsibility, right? And as we move to the cloud, whether it's infrastructure or platform or software as a service, roles and responsibilities get much more difficult, right? And so while we used to be responsible for the entire stack, from the data center to the data itself, as we move to the cloud, it starts to getting a lot more fuzzy, right? It's hard to know who's responsible for what. So as you go to the cloud, we need to be super clear who's responsible for what, right? And this is multiplied over and over because now our customers are now moving to multiple clouds, right? So we don't have a single move to, say, AWS. We're now in 5 to 10 different clouds, right? So how do we manage all of those responsibilities? And so this is where we are today. There's a lot of fragmented tools, a lot of solutions. Those are some of the common names you have for enterprise security. And those are some common names that you see for the cloud environments. And so there's a lot of fragmentation, and we'd like to try to bring it all together and to have some cohesive strategy. So this is what I mentioned earlier. 80% of the workloads have not yet migrated to cloud. Your CFOs are all trying to drive toward lower costs, though. And so it's, you know, not possible always to say no to cloud adoption. 85 different security products. So, I mean, from an enterprise security perspective, a lot of different products, and a lot of people are on multiple clouds. So how do we proceed? How do we move forward in a secure manner? Right, so this is where we've come from. These are sort of the types of approaches that we've taken in the past, right? So we used to define policies by IP addresses. We used to try to stop all bad activity. We used to separate and have a separate security team. And what I'm trying to tell you is that as we move forward, some of these things are not the right approaches anymore, right? So what will happen is if we keep continuing down the road, we'll end up with chaos, right? And so I worked with a large financial institution that was hacked in the summer, and they were on top of everything. I can't name who it was, but there was a gap, right? So in terms of it had to do with firewalls, multiple levels of firewalls in the front end, And there was just a gap, right? So this is a very difficult situation. What we need to be is we need to refresh our strategies. We need to adopt something called DevSecOps. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that in a bit. And this is sort of the model where we're trying to get to. So while I explained earlier that as we move to the cloud, as we expand all of our mobile devices, there's actually an opportunity to make things tighter than they used to be. So when we have traditional data centers, a lot of the data flows were wide open, right? We did not have any kind of blockage between servers or between endpoints. And now we actually have an opportunity to lock it down more as we move to the cloud. So there's a, see this little red guy, right? So I'm trying to suggest here that we have an opportunity to lock things down even farther and move to what's called a zero trust model. And I put a question mark there because I'm asking, I'd like to know what people think. Is this now more trustworthy than before? We can actually bind actual network traffic to executables, right? So as opposed to just opening ports and protocols. Also at the server layer, we can now start moving toward containerization and reduce the total amount of, surface area internally within an operating system. If you reduce all of the libraries that are unneeded for an application, we can actually move to a very secure environment. So this is just an intro, micro-segmentation, principles of least privilege. I still have a few minutes, but I'm going to be in the breakout room a little later, and I'm going to talk about this in a lot more detail. Some other topics I'll cover include resilience and securing your DevOps journey, right? So that's to say we want to move toward highly secure development processes and put that all in place as we build. All right, so there's my email address. I'm available. I'm happy to meet with any of you if you need. I live down in San Diego, so let me know if we can talk further. That's all I have, but I'll be seeing you in the breakout room, so please join me there. So, anything else?